Welcome to the League of Melanated Gentlemen podcast. I'm Spencer, and I'm one of your hosts on this podcast. And today, I'm joined by the other two members of the League of Melanated Gentlemen who have come here today to give you a much anticipated, highly anticipated review.
Yes, sir. This is Brandon.
And of course, I am an excited Jordan. We in here.
So, before we get into, you know, the episode, we got to tell you about a couple things. A couple things that hopefully you already know about, hopefully you're already a part of. And if you're not, Jordan is going to tell you how to become a part of these things.
You know, I'm super excited. I'm ready to skip past all this and get into what we're talking about. But unfortunately, I can't just skip past all that because this is the important stuff. This is what we need. This is how we reach the people. And if the people want to reach us, they can find us on Facebook. They can find us on the X. They can find us on Instagram. They can find us on YouTube. And we are all at the League of Melanated Gentlemen podcast. So, yeah, stop on by. You know, follow us in the Facebook group. We have conversations in there all the time. And we like to talk with the people. Don't forget to rate and review us on whatever streaming podcast service that you use. And yeah, that's pretty much it. But before we continue with the episode, we have to get to the scheduling updates. So, of course, this is a Monday. Hopefully you listen to us on a Monday. Hopefully you downloaded it as soon as you saw it was available. You saw it and you was like, oh, new episode, let me hop on. Hopefully you did that. But if you didn't, you know, you could do it next time. But on Wednesdays, we have Wrestling with Worldwide Willis. That is Brandon's wrestling podcast where he stops by and lets us know what's going on in the world of wrestling and the world of wrestling entertainment. Shows, events, fights, matches, you know, everything, all that. I was going somewhere and then I kind of lost my mind. lost track of that. Right.
But you could.
Yeah.
And then your excitement Friday, is starting to...
Oh, dude, you don't even know. You don't even know. But like I said, I have to hold it back a little bit longer, just a little bit longer. But this Friday we have DC. I don't even want to mention this. This is thanks. Not what we're not here thanks. For the DC.
Appreciate that.
But we're gonna have to mention it anyway. This is a special episode. But you know, all right. DC Animation with Spencer and Friends. This is Spencer's review podcast where he goes through and reviews every single DC animated movie. Spencer, what movie do we have on the docket this week?
It's a very special episode. We're going to be reviewing Batman Mask of the Phantasm. Hashtag stay tuned.
So yeah, be sure and check that movie out. Is that on you might have to is that on Max?
It is on Max, yes. Okay. At least so, yeah. When I watched it, it was on Max. Max be rotating stuff in and out, so I guarantee nothing.
Disney Plus would never. But yeah, be sure and check that episode out. Check out the movie and go listen to the episode. And that is everything we have.
So, as I'm sure you knew by the title, we have new hotness on Disney Plus, X-Men 97. Now, we're going to go ahead and run the spoiler warning for you. Libra, if you could, please.
Excuse me, gentlemen, but there is a strange phenomenon happening. I think it's a spoiler. Proceed with caution.
And look, we're just going to hop in. Jordan is ready to pull the trigger.
Yeah.
So let's just get... Normally, I do the synopsis, but not today. We're changing things up a little bit. Jordan is going to tell you what happened in the episodes thus far. And Jordan is going to be... I'm going to let him start talking now because I know he's ready.
Dude, I am
let me
like
step back.
Child.
Let me get out of the way.
I'm like a child in the candy store right now. I have been waiting for so many years for something great. Oh, wait. Yeah. We will discuss all that at the end. Even no one even knows what I'm just talking about just now, but it's fine.
I was gonna say that's so ominous. Like,
yeah. My bad. Like I said, I've been waiting for something X-Men related for so long. It's you guys don't know the struggle. Well, you probably do. You guys are DC fans, so you like know what it feels like to like want to have something good.
We're also X-Men fans, so don't be disrespectful now.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. You guys are right. I've been so excited to even have anything X-Men. Like, I'm all right, enough talking. Let's just get to it. All right. Episode 1, to me, my X-Men. I'm about to cry.
Jesus.
Bro, that's a beautiful title. Like, come on, doc. To me, my X-Men. That is Charles's. As Charles is saying, that's better than Avengers Assemble. This is okay.
All right. Chill out. Let's relax.
So, we open up with the Friends of Humanity kidnapping a young mutant. The X-Men show up to bust a party. And then the X-Men, you know, they take down the bad guys. Of course they do. And then we see a bunch of cool movements, cool fighting tactics and all that. They rescue the young mutant and... After basically the young man is rescued, he witnesses the danger room for the first time, and it's also revealed that the young mutant's name is Roberto, and he talks to Wolverine after he goes through the danger room, and he ends up leaving, and then we end up finding him in a club, which we see kind of the Friends of Humanity is also looking for him in the club, but they kind of give a little speech. Him and Jubilee kind of have like a little thing going. And then afterwards, we see kind of Jean and Scott kind of interviewing the man who helped fund the Sentinel program and who currently knows the whereabouts of Bolivar Trask. He is the person who basically created the Sentinels. And then Jean basically does a mind scan of him. And then the X-Men kind of find out where they're hiding. And so the X-Men, they head there where Bolivar Trask is heading. Sentinels basically attack them while they're in the sky. We see an epic, superhero landing. And then they get attacked by a group of more Sentinels. Cyclops tells Storm to bring the thunder, basically. And then she ends up taking out all of them. They see Master Mold kind of wake up, which Master Mold creates all the Sentinels. And they do an epic, basically Marvel versus Alliance 2 ultimate combo to take down Master Mold. And then they capture Bolivar Trask. Scott and Jean announce to the team that they're leaving. But before that, an intruder comes through and is revealed to be Magneto, telling them that Xavier basically left everything to them. And that is episode 1. Should I do episode 2?
Yep.
Episode 2, Mutant Liberation Begins. We open up with an accident occurring at an amusement park where Magneto basically comes to save the day. And then we also see Magneto save the day down in the tunnels with the Morlocks. And he is proclaiming that he is the new savior for them. Despite all the heroics Magneto is doing, the X-Men still don't trust him. Storm and Jean end up having conversations about Jean recurring nightmares about the baby. Spoiler alert, that Jean is pregnant. And she pleads to Storm not to tell Scott because, Scott is Scott. And Storm gives her a beautiful speech. Magneto and Rogue basically also have a conversation dealing with Rogue's past. And we'll talk about that a little bit later. But, they're having a conversation. And then Magneto... While they're having a conversation, the UN comes for Magneto, and Magneto quickly lets them know that he's not the one to be messed with, but he will stand trial for his crimes against humanity. Wolverine and Jean are watching the trial unfold on television when Jean tells Wolverine that she thinks the baby is coming, and as that's happening, the Friends Against Humanity attack the trial, and they reveal their new villain, Executioner, who then quickly gets the upper hand on the X-Men and eventually shoots a gun. And that depowers mutants. He fires it at Magneto, but Storm saves him. Magneto gets mad, takes everybody up into the atmosphere and proclaims that although he could kill them, he chooses not to. He's a good guy. And then he says he should kill them for what he did to Storm. Storm leaves a note for the X-Men saying that she is leaving. And once again, a beautiful speech. And as Magneto and Scott are talking, they get a ring at the doorbell revealing that Jean needs help. But in the background, we see Jean standing next to Cyclops, leaving everyone confused. And that's it. I wanted to go into so much detail, but I had to let it slide a little bit. I just had to give the big major moments.
I think we should let Jordan do his thoughts first.
He's ready to go. So
yeah. I can.
Go ahead. Okay.
So, oh my gosh. Bro, where do I even start? First of all, I just want to say thank you to the writers of this show. Like, this is top tier writing. Also, to mention, I forgot to mention, this is underneath, I think, the new umbrella of Marvel, because we noticed that it says, like, the Marvel animation. And I can't remember if it said that before on season one of What If, but I think it says season two of What If. Do y'all remember that?
Yeah, I think that's right.
So I don't, yeah, that sounds correct to me, because I don't remember it being on season one of What If.
So if this is kind of the new direction that Marvel wants to go with their animation department, take out What If, and then go ahead and drop that, and let's just focus our attention on this new stuff, I'm on board, because this writing for these two episodes is top tier. The action, we're going to talk about it more, but like Cyclops, hey, Cyclops was that man in this episode, these first two. Like, he was that guy. Storm, bro, cooking. I almost teared up. I literally text Brandon. Yeah. I said, yo, I think I might cry. I was on the verge. I was like, I don't know if I got it was emotional. I had some love in the air or something. Like, bro, also the way it looks, beautiful. I don't even know, like, even where to begin. I wrote down kind of a whole bunch of thoughts, but we can get into that later. But first two episodes, top tier. There's nothing out here touching it right now, in my opinion.
It's just funny to watch Jordan, like, on something that he, like, really loves.
bro, this writing, right? This is, like, where has this been for Marvel? Like, I should look at the writers, because, like, where they been at? When they been in Marvel for the last few years? Like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
But, all right. Brandon, what are your thoughts? Which one do y'all want to go next?
Me? All right. So, yeah, I was in love with the 90s show. I watched it every week. So I had high expectations going in. And so far, it's met those expectations. Like Jordan said, like, the writing is amazing. Like, the monologues, the, like, when Magneto talks about, you know, the world and talks about comparing them to, you know, bigots and things of that nature. Amazing writing. And then, like, I told Jordan before he finished episode 2, I was like, hey, yo, Storm has a monologue at the end that is fire. My goodness. and then that's when he texted me. He's like, I almost got teared up. And it was just the delivery. Obviously, the voice acting is amazing for all the characters, which I really enjoyed. But that last monologue by Storm, I mean, top tier. I really love, I like Morph. The thing about X-Men for me, I like the side X-Men. I don't really give a shit about the main ones. I know that's like hot take, but I don't really care that much about the main ones. But I like the Morphs, the Bishops, the Gambits, the Jubilees, the Rogue. You know what I mean? I like those characters. So I'm glad they're still getting a lot of shine here. I like that, you know, Magneto's getting shine, and you can see the contradictions there, that he's trying to honor what Professor X gave to him, but also he has his own thoughts on things. You know what I mean? Like Jordan said, Cyclops actually looks like a real one now. Bro. He doesn't just look like a wannabe Captain America. You know what I mean? Like, he actually is a leader. He actually has a little bit of a cool factor. Still debatable. We'll see. You know, we'll see how it ends. But so far, like, the landing, all that stuff was actually cool. Like, we don't usually get cool stuff from Cyclops. He's usually the boring person in the room. I thought, like I said, the voice acting was good. The animation was good. I had a little bit of an issue with some of it, because some of it looked kind of like What If-ish. And I was like, hey, let's stay away from that.
Let me hold my tongue. All right.
Yeah, I was like, yo, let's stay away from that. Let's keep it as 90s as possible. Let's keep it as close to that. I know we had to update it, obviously, modern day animation. But let's not go overboard here. Let's keep it 2D as much as possible. Keep it, you know what I mean? But yeah, overall, I thought amazing episodes. We'll kind of dig in deeper as we go through it. But yeah, top tier first two episodes.
Okay. I was very impressed. Mm-hmm. I went in with, like, middle of the road expectations, just because while I am susceptible to a nostalgia trap, I also don't think that we need to take everything that we used to love and reboot it. Like, I'm fine with new shit, but there's a lot of money in nostalgia. And so I have seen many things that are nostalgia traps, and that's it. Like, there's no substance, there's no quality. Like, everything about it is just, we want to appeal to, you know, the people who loved this yesteryear. So I went in with very medium expectations, and that probably helped whenever this shit was really good, because it was really good. I am pissed, but that only speaks to how good it is. Because the reason I'm pissed is because of what happened, and it's really, I don't like it.
Oh, yeah.
It's really good.
We're going to let you cook on that one.
Yeah, we'll talk. Oh, no, we got a couple things to talk about. I'm gonna have some things to say today. I know that this is Jordan's episode, but I will be, I can be, you know, a rogue in the background, you know, little comments here and there. But Brandon, I agree. There were some moments that I could tell the What If animators were involved.
Yeah.
Like, there were moments where I was watching it and I was like, I saw that.
Yeah.
Like, the animation style overlapped a little bit.
Yeah.
Shout out to Larry, who went on the record as saying he was pissed about the animation.
Yeah.
That's crazy, which I didn't even understand. Like, I thought the animation was beautiful. Where did y'all see the comparison of What If?
If you just look up Magneto, just Google Magneto X-Men 97.
And I watched both episodes twice, by the way. I just want to throw that out there. But okay.
But there's some shots of him that was like, you could put him in What If and he'd be just fine. He'd fit like in it, just fine.
They looked like they were similarly animated.
Yeah.
Like, I think that this was, yeah, primarily styled after the 90s animation, but again, like, I think just because it was updated and all that, like, I'm not saying it just looked like What If, but there were moments where I could see that the animators, it was the same animation studio.
Yeah.
At least that's what it looked like to me. And I mean, that's not terribly surprising, and it's not a bad thing. Like, What If's animation is not bad by any means. I don't have an issue with it, but because of my feelings about What If in general, I was just like, eh. But I'm not holding that against it, because like, the animation was very clean and very well done, very pretty. So I'm not saying that it's necessarily an issue. But yeah, end of the day, I was impressed. And I need this to be the rest of the show, because I have also seen where Disney will give me something early and I'm like, all right, let's fucking go. And then that's not what the rest of it is.
Yeah. I know that is, and that's so, in the far back of my head too.
So there are, and I think that's why my expectations are staying in the middle, because there's a track record here, and not just with Disney, but in general. And that is why I am not trying to, I'm trying not to allow my expectations to tailor my opinion.
Yeah.
In the negative, I'll say that. I'm okay if it tailors my opinion in the positive, but I don't want to be in a situation where I am ready for this to be top tier and then it isn't, and then I'm disappointed. Because even if it's pretty good, if I want it to be top tier and it's just pretty good, that's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
And so I'm keeping it in the middle, because I know what can happen. I have watched it happen multiple times. I have watched Disney fumble when they had a game, like, everything was laid out beautifully. Like, it was right there, and they just fucked it up. I don't think that will happen, but I know it can happen. And yeah. So because of the track record, because of, you know, the MCU and Disney and, you know, the involvement of other people, I've seen, you know, studio interference being it, like, they're all the things. I'm trying to keep it in the middle, but so far, if they do this for the rest of the show, we're good. Because these first two episodes have me thinking we might finally be out of the rut.
Yeah, like I had high expectations.
We might be doing something here because they got in that kitchen.
Oh, that was
cooking. And made something happen with this so far.
Yeah. They was cooking. I had high expectations. Like,
well, yeah.
If they chose to bring this back, I was like, you have to do it right. And I had high expectations. I was worried too, because like, if they don't, I think I've said it before. It's like, if they didn't get this right, or if they don't, I mean, we still got 8 more episodes now. Now, if they don't get this right, I lost all hope for the future of X-Men inside the MCU, or whatever they choose to do with that. But these first two episodes, they was in a bag. I took some notes for episode one. I didn't do it for episode two. I think I was, bro. This was what it felt like to be a crackhead for the first time. Like,
so you was over there crying. You
get that high, bro. I was literally washing dishes, like watching the second episode, and Storm giving that end of speech. I was like, oh my god, like this is wild. But all right, episode one. I'm just throwing a couple of my notes out there. Animation was beautiful. I've already said it. This is a deep dive, right? This is a deep connection. Like, you, if you got this one, you was really tapped in. So I think it was Gene or Scott. Somebody made a reference saying that, Jubilee asked the New Mutant, who I know who it is, but I don't want to spoil who it is. What can you do? Shoot gold balls out of your body or something. That's a reference to like a character who was created like 7 years ago named Gold Balls. And all he can do is shoot gold balls out of his body. Now here more recently, they made him like say the gold balls were eggs, but I was like, yo, that is a deep cut for them to say that. Scott, all right, we could talk about this one. Scott using his powers in the beginning when they're fighting against
fire.
He's zipping around that room.
Fire.
Yeah, that was fire.
The way he was using those eye beams, I was like, they got Cyclops. Cyclops been in the gym.
Yeah.
Cyclops been working on, because the way he was traveling with the eye beams, I was like, are they trying to make me like this man? Are they trying to make me a fan?
Yeah.
Kept making different sizes and everything. Like, you'll see, like, the big beam. You'll see the small one. He'll zip around real fast. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
When they took his glasses off, he was like, oh, no, please. No. Psych?
You could tell that was a clear, in the 90s version.
Like, that was a flex.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, no. I don't know what to do. No, don't do it. Where now they was like, nah, let's flip that. Let's actually... Like, he a real one now.
Yeah,
he'll catch a couple bodies if he need to. You know what I mean?
They did that with a lot of characters. Exploded. They did that with a lot of characters.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
We can talk about. I want to talk about Storm right quick, but let me finish this little quick. One of the notes I put down. So during that same scene, Cyclops first appeared. He put Cyclops asks if you're a good guy or a bad guy. And then Cyclops says, I'm definitely a good guy. And I looked at the camera. I looked at my camera in real life. I was like, are you?
Same. I did the same thing. Like, when he said, we're definitely the good guys, I was like,
are you?
Depends on who you ask.
Yeah. I was like, Cyclops nowadays is definitely the bad guy. Let me see. I put Rogue's voice. So I had looked the voice cast. So some of these characters came back and some of them had different voices. And I do feel like if I had to critique anything, is that the voices sound a little weird to me. But it's also probably because these people haven't done the voice probably in years. So I was like, okay, I'll give it to them. But Rogue's voice kind of reminded me of the girl from Ozarks. Like, I think it was like that twang that she had. It reminded me of the girl from Ozarks.
Was that the same person from the show, the 90s show?
Yeah. But yeah, and that's one of the things, like, I feel like she hasn't done it in so long. It's like,
I feel like
one of those things.
Initially, I was like, but then there she has some lines that were longer, and I was like, oh, okay. Like, I hear it now. I hear it well now. But, like, in her little short little things, I was like, ugh. Even with Gambit, too, I was like, ugh, okay.
Yeah. Let me see. Gambit is...
I think Gambit's dude was different. I might be wild.
Yeah, Gambit has a different character.
Okay, that's why I was like, that's a little... That ain't as strong as... Mon ami. Like, the way he used to do it in the 90s show was very, like, on point. Like, you could go to New Orleans and be like, and good, be good. This one, it was like, okay. See what we're doing.
I might have to get a little bit used to the voice. I put down I mean, come on now. Them falling out of the sky, Scott using his beam.
Yeah. Whenever he was like, I'll meet y'all down there, I was like, who is gonna catch him? And then he got that beam going. I was like,
I thought he was gonna bust out some wings out of nowhere. I was like, I thought, what are you about to do?
They really want me to like this nigga. Like,
that was fire.
They're trying to get him some fans because I'm sure that he's been dealing with a lot of over the years. He's been dealing with
a bad PR right now.
He really does.
But yeah, like this show has got him. Yeah, like they're trying to.
I feel like that's an agenda. Like, I feel like they have an agenda to make Cyclops cool.
Yeah.
And Storm. I think they have an agenda for Storm too, because after that scene, you know, them fighting in the yard with the Sentinels, that was dope, of course. But then Scott yells in, calling the Storm, whatever he said, and you see her just walking. Bro, I got chills.
I loved it when the symbiote was like Omega level threat indicated, you know what I mean? I was like, ooh, okay.
So.
you don't do it now?
No, not quite.
Okay.
I had a problem with how the very first fight went with Storm and Bishop kind of just not doing well in the room with the fuck out of here folk.
Oh, gotcha. Here you go.
And so I was concerned because I was like, if Storm and Bishop kind of just like lost and Cyclops had to save the day against these fucking humans,
I didn't even think about that. I was jaded.
Yeah, I was like, they got these niggas losing. And Cyclops got to come in. Okay.
That's the white man.
Come on, bro. Save all the colored folks. I was not happy initially.
All lives matter.
But then, whenever, you know, they had the fight with the Sentinels and everything was going well, I was thinking, where's Storm? Because Storm could end this shit right now. Yeah. And then he said, bring the thunder. And she started just walking and monologuing and turning the sand to fucking glass. Yeah, I was like,
that was dope.
I was like, this finally.
Yeah.
Finally. Yeah. Because we have known forever that Storm, I have said it on the record, Storm is a fucking problem. The Sentinels immediately knew.
Yeah.
They could sense that they said there's an Omega level threat that is on the way. We have to do something. And she is just slowly on the catwalk. Taking her time. Getting these bars off.
Yeah.
And Magneto says that woman is the closest thing to a goddess we will ever witness.
Yeah.
Magneto knew what the fuck he was talking about.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was so good. Because I was like, finally, Storm is allowed to cook. I have been waiting for Storm to cook for years. And they just never gave her the opportunity because she's too much. She could ruin everybody's day immediately. And we saw that she was the ace in the hole. Like, whenever Cyclops was like, all right, time, go ahead, end it.
Yeah.
And then Massimo started waking up. And they let Wolverine get some minutes.
Yeah.
Bro, was that not to Marvel versus Capcom? Not Marvel.
Oh, no.
Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
Ultimate Alliance. Yeah, that was absolutely
what
that
was. Whoever did that, that was a fan of that game. Only thing I had on that was like, I mean, I know what happened off screen, but like Wolverine's face would have like blown off probably. But about time we saw him again, he would have healed, just like we saw his shirt and stuff tattered. But
yeah, I was saying, that part, that detail was good enough for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same.
I was going to say, I assume that Gambit lit up his whole skeleton. I don't know. But whatever. It doesn't matter. Wolverine can take it. It's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
And but, so, yeah, that whole thing. And I would also like to point out that one of the things that Bolivar Trask was saying was very reminiscent of real life, in that he, one of the his main point was the reason we want to get rid of mutants is because if we let y'all in, that means that there's no room for us, which aligns with the way a lot of racists think. That is one of the reasons that classism is the highest ism, I think, because there were a lot of people that thought if we let these colored people in, then they are going to push us out because there's not enough room, or they're going to try to do to us what we have done to them. And
right. Yeah.
That sentiment just being said out loud was wild to me, but also that's what X-Men represents.
And yeah. That's exactly what the Friends of Humanity are. Like, they're a hate group, and that's exactly what they all have been.
Yes. And it is very much a situation of they, because Charles' whole point is we can live together in harmony. Nobody has to be hurt by us being here. And they figure, nah, if we let y'all in, then y'all are going to push us out. And it's like, no, that's not what Charles wants to do. Like, there's room at the table for everyone, the way Charles is seeing it. And they are like, nah, like, we can't let y'all at the table.
Right.
And that is very much a real thing. And we see that whenever people complain about jobs being taken and people complaining about affirmative action and, you know, all of these very real things that, you know, the people that have the power complain about. And it's like, it's not like nobody's trying to hurt you.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, but.
So to back up an episode though, we see Jean is pregnant. Also, Gamble was cooking them beignets up. I was like, I know Gamble probably makes some fire beignets.
Straight from the booth. Six per plate. I was like, damn.
Yeah, well, I'm saying, bro, everybody out there eating good.
Yeah. Yep.
But we see Jean pregnant. Now, when I saw this, I was like, oh shoot. I was like, is she pregnant?
And very pregnant.
Yeah, not like a little bit, like she about to pop.
Far along. Yeah.
Very pregnant.
I forgot to mention too. So at this point in time, Charles, if spoiler alert, we already issued a spoiler alert, but you're in the 1995, I believe.
In 97? Like, didn't it run from, like, didn't it end in 97?
Actually, I don't know. I guess that would make a good, if they call it 97, that could. Yeah. Didn't even think about
although,
it.
Although, they said in the show, they said Charles was shot a year ago. So
yeah, I was going to say, I wanted to say 96, but I wasn't for sure.
Was going to say, so if you don't remember, like, Charles was basically shot and he's about to die. The only way they save him is Lilandra from the Shi'ar basically takes him off planet. So the X-Men are like treated like he's dead, but I guess they really don't know if he's dead or not because he's just with the Shi'ar right now. But yeah, I forgot to mention that Professor X is no longer around right now in X-Men 97.
Which we see in the show because they address that. They say, we're going to go see the guy who shot him. And another thing that I really like just with Storm, and speaking of like allegories and, you know, points that were made, y'all noticed that Jean said to Storm, hey, how do I have a conversation with this child about how different they are and how people are going to hate them because they exist?
Right.
I don't know how to have that. Yeah, I don't know how to have that conversation. And that's something I'm worried about. And I was like, yep.
Yeah.
Seeing as how we are all parents to black children,
right?
That one hit me in the chest.
Yeah. The fact that she kind of wanted it to be fully human and not mutant was kind of...
Oh, yeah, that's what I thought. You could kind of understand. I was like, that's rough. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's what it is. Like, you don't want them to have to deal with the struggles that come with being different.
Right.
I appreciate that they made Storm darker too.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, I love that Storm is the one she said that to.
Mm-hmm.
Because it needed to be Storm. And yeah, the fact that that came up, I was like, yeah, this show was, it's got something here.
That's what I'm saying, man. The writing, I know the writer got fired, but the writing overall, it was more than one writer, but writing in the show was top tier. And we can talk more about when we get to episode 2, but sheesh.
Yeah. Also, Brennan, you mentioned Morph. Like, I hated Morph in the first series. Morph right now is already, he's pretty good so far. Like, I like him and Wolverine's relationship.
Yeah, I love him. I've always loved Morph. I felt like he kind of got played in the last series. It was kind of like, all right, we're just about to off this dude pretty quick.
I mean, and
Yeah,
they
he didn't
did.
come back for a while, too.
Yeah, like
Yeah.
he quote unquote died, and then, he had a heel turn and all
Yeah.
that. Because I
But
remember also not like, I was like, this bitch ass.
like,
Like, no. I was not, of course, I didn't say bitch ass in the 90s, but I too was not a big fan of Morph. But yeah, when I saw him in this, I was like, okay, he's the comedic relief in this. Because I figured Gambit would be, but.
I love that, like Jordan kind of mentioned, like him and Logan, I've always had like a cool past, and
Well,
so
that's why whenever Morph died, Logan
Wolverine was
punched the,
pissed.
yeah, like
Yes, he's
so
hot.
pissed. Like to the point where he punched him in the stomach. Like that, it's a very famous moment. It was like, even though Wolverine, you got on the ship, but okay.
That's my thing, is like I thought Morph was great. I thought he did a cool, like all his morphs were really they were really cool and like deep cuts. You know what I mean? Like,
Episode two was deep.
And
That was a good
so,
one.
also, so does Morph take on the powers of the people he turns into?
I don't think he does. I think he takes on.
Because I mean, he can take on physical characteristics, but there were moments where it looked like he
I want to say, because
did
when
a
he
little bit
took,
of. I
don't think
mean,
he could take the powers.
I don't either, but I'm just saying it
I
kind
think
of
he takes
looked
the
like he
looks.
did.
I mean, he
Yeah.
technically did. What was it, dude, in episode one? What was Big Man?
Well,
Law.
that's just him being fat.
I mean,
So
that's his
like,
powers, though.
that's his power. That is his power, true.
And then in episode two, he uses the girl's power,
Well, he turned into Psylocke,
Psylocke,
and he was cooking as Psylocke for a minute, and I was
Psylocke,
like, because Psylocke was the one where I was like, oh, does he actually, can he actually do
Like his
that?
hand to hand was of her caliber.
Yeah, he was a problem in there. Because
So
I mean, of
like,
all the people he was turning into, but yeah, like he was I was like, well, Morph cooking in this right now.
okay, so I had to look it up, because yeah, so he doesn't get their powers, but he can basically like shape to almost look like their power. So like they gave an example, say he can become Wolverine, but his claws are still fragile. He's like, so they he can turn into them, and he can have the power just like a little bit, but he doesn't gain their powers.
So any physical things they have, he can imitate to an extent.
So that's why with the blob, he was able to get real fat. Now,
Gotcha.
if he would have had like Psylocke's like psychic powers, then that would have
That's
been
what I
a
was
little bit
waiting
different.
for. I was like, I wonder if he's going to use that. But the
Yeah,
fact that he didn't makes
because I was
sense.
gonna say, like, I don't know if he just fought with her, if he like had a Psy blade, but it looked like he may have had a Psy blade. I'd have to watch it again. Maybe he didn't, but when he turned into Psylocke, I was like, oh, he's more skilled than I thought he would be.
I will say voice acting definitely an upgrade than than in the original.
Yeah, and
This
they made him look like
person.
his comic book. I think the comic book counterpart looks better than he did in the old one. Like him having just a regular human skin versus how he looks in here bald and like completely white. Like I think that looks better.
Same.
Speaking of that, how do y'all feel about the new kind of looks too? We got some new looks. Obviously, we just talked about Morph, but Bishop, he got a haircut, and Storm has a new haircut as well. How do y'all feel about those new looks?
Pretty comic accurate, especially for Bishop, is at least like now, like that's how
Yeah.
Bishop looks in the comic books now, so kind of makes sense. It's funny, a lot of people are talking about the Killmonger syndrome, where like every black character has to have the Killmonger
Oh,
hairdo.
yeah.
It's not quite that, but it did remind me of it. I was like, dang, okay, my man just can't have a taper, can't give my boy a number two on the side, like.
Well, and that's I mean, I because that's the hairstyle he has is what I feel it not quite, but like the Killmonger or just like shaved on the sides and then unruly on the top. Like that's what I feel like every black character has if they don't have the Killmonger, then like they have Black Baby from Cocomelon.
Yeah,
That's funny. Yeah, that's funny.
exactly.
because that it feels like every black character has, like, because that was, you know, in the 90s, everybody had a high top.
Yep.
And it feels like that replaced the high top.
Yeah. What was Bishop's in the 90s? Wasn't it like longer?
It was like that Jerry Curl. Yeah, mullet type thing.
Damn. They didn't want to do dirty. It looked dope, but it was just like, what?
Because they couldn't really, I don't think they really had like a black person on hair and makeup.
Yeah.
So yeah, like he just had a mullet. And, you know, I guess it worked. It was fine because we were going to think he was cool regardless. And he didn't have the same thing that everybody else had. But yeah, he absolutely, like, he had a perm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's fine. So yeah, now he's got his hair makes more sense now. But yeah.
I prefer. Also,
because he was from the future, you could make an argument that, like,
that makes sense.
Yeah, whatever.
What do you guys prefer? Mohawk Storm or regular hair Storm? I prefer regular. I prefer regular.
I also prefer regular. Honestly, we need to start getting Storm with some braids and locks. And, like, we need to start giving her appropriate hairstyles.
Storm with some like locks?
Storm with some braids, like box braids.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Now you got me thinking. I don't. Yeah, I've only ever seen Storm with the mohawk or like super long hair.
Yeah, flowy hair, and that's normally how we see her again because that's who's in the that's who's doing the drawing. And I'm sure that now, there are updated versions of her that have, you know, thicker hair and hairstyles and all that. Because I feel like I've seen pictures of her like in Wakanda with you know, different hair, but I haven't looked into it that much. I'm sure that that's already been addressed, but
I'm thinking about it. I don't think so. Like, I mean, it's always been long hair.
Yes, and but yeah, I prefer Storm with long hair because since she has wind powers, it works.
Yeah, I don't mind this mohawk actually. Like, now I'm actually looking at it, I still prefer regular hair.
I think that this mohawk is a combination of the two.
Yeah, this one looks like something at least a black woman would wear, as far as like, it's not shaving on the sides. It's just kind of up, dude. You know what I mean? Yeah. And like, but yeah, I prefer a regular, but this still is a good look for her. But
yeah, I feel like this is a combination of the mohawk and her very long hair.
Yeah.
And I think that this is a good compromise for that. But yeah, I'd be fine if they made her, if they put a little more kink in her hair, but I don't know if they thought about that or if the animation is set
so
up
I
for
mean
that.
Well, this is also to be a spoiler going forward too, but we've been spoiling everything. This is the moment in history where Storm, like, she loses her power. She's about to become like that bad bitch. Like, she's about to be the leader. Like, this Storm, like, going on her own right now.
And we can kind of dig into it. I guess we can work in reverse because we got to talk about actually her losing her powers. But with the, what do we call her? She becomes the leader of the...
The Morlocks.
Morlocks. Morlocks are now in Genosha, though. So that's a little different, right?
Well, and she was the leader of the Morlocks in the 90s show. Like, I remember
she
her. Was.
Yeah, because she beat Calypso.
Yeah, winning against Calypso, becoming the leader, and then relinquishing control back to Calypso.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Later on.
That was in what, New York? New York? Sewers of.
I feel like it was
sewers.
Yeah, it'd be. Because they were in Winchester. So, yeah. Wherever Winchester is.
But, like, now they're in Genosha. I wonder if they're going to still do the leader route, but just in a different way.
Which we should. I mean, I know we're going to, but, like, I want to talk about that.
Yeah.
I mean, let's go. Let's get to episode two. I mean, obviously, episode two, we see Magneto basically comes in and tells everybody that, hey, all this, you thought this was yours? Nah, it's mine.
And at the beginning of the episode, or at the end of the first episode, Magneto is the intruder, quote unquote. And he's like, no, Charles left all of this to me.
Yeah. I would have had
I was trying to nitpick. So he floated, he magnetized the book to Scott now. I was trying to nitpick. I was looking for some nitpicks. But then if you look at that scene again, he has the magnetism around the book. And if you look at the book, it has like gold buckles on it.
Yeah. The buckles on the corners. Yeah. I saw the buckles on the corners.
Yeah. I tried to get them. But hey, they're too good for that.
In the 90s, when he magnetized, did it yellow it highlight around the...
Nope. I didn't think so.
Okay.
I believe it was blue.
I think it was blue. Okay. And yeah, like I think that, again, the highlight is just to help us see stuff.
Yeah.
But, I liked it. So one of the things that he mentions, Magneto, is he saves the Morlocks from being attacked because the fuck out of here's are down there, like going to get them. And he saves them and then, you know, takes them to Genosha. And then he says, the fact that y'all haven't done that already.
Yeah.
Is an issue, but that's fine. And I was like, Magneto, you're not wrong.
No, thanks.
That's a really good point. Like, they left them in the sewer.
Yep. You could have brought.
Well, that's what they wanted, though.
I mean,
they thought they were too ugly. They thought that was too ugly, bro. That's how it is. You don't want to go on the land up top if you think you're too ugly.
It sounds like some slave shit to me, but to me. They should have brought him on the property. Professor X should have brought him up on the property, brought him up to the mansion, or send, you know, like, you know. Like I said,
if Nightcrawler can cook, they can cook.
Yeah, you're not wrong, but it's their mindset, bro. It's in their mind. What Kanye say, they 400 years of slavery. What Kanye was saying that one time? Yeah.
It was a choice. Okay.
Yeah. See, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was a choice.
But yeah, like Magneto definitely... Like I was like, that's a good point. Magneto.
Oh, wait. Also, if I remember right, Genosha was destroyed. So like, if they went there, they would have been destroyed. Because I think
was Asteroid M destroyed. Because that's what I thought. I thought Asteroid M was destroyed.
Okay. But, well, spoiler. Also,
all that is
Genosha will be destroyed too.
the thing is, yeah, like. Some of it's running together, some of it is a blur just because it's been a minute, but I remember Asteroid M being a thing, and
Genosha gets destroyed too, so
yeah, Magneto is his monologues are really good,
bro. When he's in that courtroom, he's cooking. Hand on the mic and get out the way.
And that's the thing, like whenever they came to arrest him, He was like, y'all got me fucked up.
Bro, he put the choppers, like, literally.
Yeah, because he said, they were like, choppers. Our guns are anti-metal. And he was like, oh, that's cute.
Yeah. Oh, no. What am I going to do?
Whatever will I do? And he just, the entire helicopters. He was like, now, is this, are we going to have a problem?
Yeah.
Because if we're going to have a problem, I can cut this shit off right now.
Yeah.
But if we can do this peacefully, then I yield. And he does. So, you know, he's in the process of proving himself because Cyclops is like, I will never trust you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cyclops said, you ain't shit. You ain't even going to be shit.
No, because, I mean, you get your ass beat by the same dude so many times. And you're like, nah, bro, I'm your friend. You're gonna,
and everybody was saying, like, he's been our biggest enemy forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Magneto keeps saying, like, as much as I disagree, as much as Charles and I disagreed, I love and respect him more than I hate anybody else, especially now that he's gone. And so, as his friend, I will do everything I can to honor his wish, even if I disagree, even if I think it's bullshit. That's my guy.
Yeah,
that's my friend, and so I will honor his wishes because the fact that he entrusted this to me means more to me than all this other shit.
Yeah,
and so I'm going to do what I need to do for my mans who's not here.
I
have a lot of respect for that.
Yeah, same. I thought the whole like courtroom scene, I mean, it was basically they were reenacting January 6th. Like, it basically was like
they literally used the word insurrection.
Yeah. Like a hate group runs in on the Capitol. Yeah, that was really interesting. I ain't gonna lie, when Magneto, due to what we'll talk about with Storm, when he took them up in the air, I was like, well, it's a wrap for you guys. I was like, old Magneto about to drop y'all niggas from the top of the ceiling, like from the top rope.
So, yeah, whenever I wasn't sure how that was going to go, because I thought because he's living for Charles, he's not going to do it, because that would be all that needs to happen for Cyclops to say, hey, that was wrong.
Yeah,
you can't do that. You're supposed to be, you know, doing what Charles wanted. Like, I thought about all that, and so I was like, he's probably not going to execute these people. But also, it's Magneto.
You're right. That's what I'm like.
And so whenever – so since we're here, I was so pissed that we finally got – the Storm we've been waiting for, the Storm that is a fucking problem, the Storm that is recognized as Omega level, the Storm that could end all of this shit. That's why Cyclops said, Storm, you protect Magneto and everybody in here. Because that's the important job right now. Mm-hmm. We will handle the grunts in the hallway, but yeah, you stay here and protect him. That's why she got that job. And when she lost her powers, I was like, okay, so we finally done it. We finally acknowledge this queen, this goddess, and now she loses her fucking powers. That's what we've decided. That's what we're doing to Storm, of all people.
I wasn't mad.
She finally isn't afraid of closets anymore. Closets aren't a problem anymore. We finally have done it.
Yeah.
And now suddenly she ain't got no powers because she's too much. She's a fucking problem. And I've loved Storm from the beginning. The moment I laid eyes on her, I was like, that's my favorite.
Yeah.
I knew that. And so... and I knew it had to happen. I knew it had to happen.
I wasn't mad at all, because I know what Storm is coming. I know what she's about to do. So it was
I wasn't mad because you knew you can't just have a Mike 11 and you just walking around.
That's the thing. I'm mad because I love Storm. As far as storytelling, it's really good.
Yeah.
But as far as me personally,
yeah,
fuck them.
Bro, when she was... she was like, hey, all right, you go get the doors, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And Senator piped up. She looked at that nigga and was like, if you don't shut the fuck, like,
yes. Again, that was, she said she was calling orders like a fucking leader. And they were like, are we going to take orders? If you want to live, you will do what the fuck I say. Now get to going.
Also, I want to say that I think if they continue where I think they're going, which I think they will, so Storm loses her powers, I think it's going to be a really good scene where Storm and Cyclops fight, like 1v1, Storm without powers, Cyclops with his powers. They're going to fight for leadership of the X-Men, and this is when Storm wins and takes over.
Ass.
And yeah, she takes over. So like, I'm excited to see that, and I think that's why they took her powers away, to show that's when she becomes the leader of the X-Men. But like, yeah, well, I'm super sorry for this.
And we'll see if that even happens, because, you know, Cyclops is trying to leave because of the baby. And
then, well, we don't know now.
Second Jean shows up.
Which is going to be good, too. We can talk about that in a minute, but I want to talk about... I thought it was pretty funny when Jean told Wolverine, she's like, I think he's here. Wolverine's like, who is it? Apocalypse?
I know.
The baby.
Who's here?
Yeah, that was great.
That was a classic.
Wolverine is oblivious.
Yeah.
And then whenever the doctor was like, I refuse to work on... And that's why
you had to catch one.
That's why it happened the way it did.
Yeah. He was like, I'll give you a C-section.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing. Like, and that is an issue that... because if Black women have trauma in any area as a collective... it is in the healthcare system.
Yeah.
And so for him to, you know, just basic, like flat out say, like, I refuse to deliver this baby.
Yeah.
I'm glad Rogue showed up and they were like, Rogue, siphon him.
Yeah.
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 Shut him up.
Take his medical expertise. He was like, don't touch me. Shut up. You're not going to do it. So we're going to get it done.
Oh, hey, man. Oh, you got it. You got it.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, you got it. You got it.
No, I was just going to mention Rogue. Two things. They've kind of dumped her. I'm going to say dumped her down. They've kind of take, you know, Rogue in the 90s series. That thing was thanging back there. They took that away a little bit, which I understand.
Nah.
We don't need distractions.
I watched season one before this, and I watched the rest of season five before the show came out. It was always like that. I think it was just that one scene with Apocalypse that made it look like that.
Because
like, if
know.
You watch any other scene, it was.
I mean,
because
like
that.
The chest, all that was just crazy. But
oh,
that was
oh,
90s
well, yeah,
too.
The chest, yeah. I think the chest was look crazy.
But that was 90s art too. Secondly,
yeah, like her body makes more sense. Now.
Yeah, now it may. Yeah, like, exactly. It looks like a normal.
Like she looks
body.
Like yeah. She looks like a human instead.
Yeah, she's like a taller lady. You know what I mean? But okay, did I miss something with her and Magneto? Did I miss something?
Yes. So in season two or three, Rogue loses her power temporarily, and she goes to Genosha. She goes to Genosha with
I remember this.
Magneto, and they were able to kind of touch for the first time, like, you know, physically touch hands. Mm-hmm. And it was just, I feel like it wasn't a love type thing, but it was more like a almost like a grateful thing, like I love this moment type thing. And also, I think also she was part of his brotherhood there for a little bit.
I think
kind of have like the history with that. But I don't think it's a love type thing. Like Gambit clearly sees it is because oh boy, Gambit was over there sick.
Bro, hurt.
My guy was in there sick throwing up. He's like, oh, I can't believe she. Bro, it's 3 a.m. What's she in there
for? Why is she in his quarters? Mon ami. Yeah.
my guy is sick. I was gonna mention though, Executioner, hey, he came in putting in work on the X-Men.
Bro, he was
Scott going hand to hand was like
he was very skilled. Like
bro, he threw that pole right in between his eyes.
And he
kind of bitched Bishop.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Put that call on him, it hit that boy right in the back, and then he just beat the brakes off Cyclops. Like
they did.
That was just a
straight
fashion.
Straight hands. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I see why he was after Magneto with the one shot he had. But yeah, again, when Magneto, when it happened, and because Magneto was like, I should finish all of you for what you have done to Storm.
Yeah. Oh, Storm was over there crying too, bro. That's
bro, angle lie.
And that's like, the way that, because it would have been different if she had just been like, I don't have my power. She said, I can no longer sense.
Bro,
the elements.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I've lost the wind.
That was extra to me. I don't know why. The wind is no longer beneath me.
Well, that's the thing. Oh. It was supposed to be extra because Storm speaks in soliloquies.
She like, does. I guess it's the voice acting. Everything is so intense that at this point I'm like.
But
the
I mean,
wind, I can't feel it.
But if you lost something that was that level of precious to you, then yeah, it's gonna hit. Like the fact that she lost her powers was highly detrimental.
Imagine you lost like, your blackness, Brandon.
Traumatizing.
Imagine you woke up.
I get it. I get it. I totally understand the stakes. It was just funny to me. She was just like, it was like she was on Broadway.
She processed it very reasonably, in my opinion. Like, I'm not mad at the way she responded. Because
Magneto.
Yeah. Magneto, and he should have. I'm glad that he was that pissed because it's definitely a situation where, you know, he is still having to gain the trust of everybody and, you know, make friends from scratch and all that. And he has always respected Storm. And again, that was clear when in the room he said, this woman is a goddess. And I put respect on her name. Right, and so the fact, like, he was pissed for like a lot of reasons, because Storm saved his life, because Storm was a goddess, because Storm didn't deserve that, because Storm is one of the best of them.
Also, she's a mutant, and that's the whole thing he's been fighting for.
And that's the number one thing, is the fact that she is one of his kind. And so that's number one, is I'm here for mutants. But also, how dare you, if you were going to do this to anyone, how dare you do it to this one? One of mine, one of the best, one of the most powerful, honestly, one of the reasons that y'all lived. She was here to protect you motherfuckers. That's what she was here to do. And so, yeah, whenever he was pissed the same way I was pissed.
Yeah.
Like, he and I were the same. We were at the same point. Because I was like, drop them.
Bro, when he took him in the air, I was like.
Because, yeah, he kept going higher and higher. And I was like, yes.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah. When he put dude on the spinning thing.
Yeah, put him upside down.
Yeah.
That was a
wrap.
He's about to step on him, too. Like,
he was.
To smash his face in.
Bro, and again, I curb stomp him.
That was some, like, Fassbender and X-Men type stuff. You know what I mean?
Yep. Because
put the quarter through the head, huh?
One of the things I always say, Magneto loves to make a scene.
Yeah,
Magneto's grand. Whenever he lifts shit, he lifts whole shit. I'm surprised he didn't take the entire Capitol.
Exactly. He took that joint off the wall. Like, no, I'm going to use this real quick.
Yeah, but he was, again, monologuing the entire way, but basically saying, I should end everyone in here for what you've done.
Bro, the tear. Tear that ran down. I was like,
oh, cooking. That's what I'm saying. He was so good.
Yeah.
And right.
We got three more points. So one of them is the ending. Now, what do y'all think about that ending? Actually, well, before we get to the ending, I want to talk about kind of Morph and Wolverine's relationship again. I love that Morph turned into, like, he tried to get him chips. Wolverine wouldn't mess with him. He turned into Sabretooth, wanted to fight.
Yeah.
Wolverine's like, I'm about that.
I like that. That was good.
And then another thing, last two things for me. Storm speech at the end, the note she wrote to Jean.
Oh.
Hey, bro, that speech right there.
First, the diagnosis, like when she finds out the diagnosis that it's potentially permanent.
She said, how long?
Yeah.
And Beast was like, well, you know, Hank.
Yeah, exactly.
How long?
Like, these are how long?
Said the effects appear to be permanent.
Yeah. And, like, the fact that, like, she couldn't hear anything after that.
Oh,
like,
yeah, that was kind of cool.
And that's
was good.
That's like, what happens.
Yeah, that's like a cancer patient finding out it's terminal or something like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You fall out of the world for a minute.
Yeah, nothing else matters. Like, that was great. And like you said, the letter. Like, just the delivery, the wording, it was just like, she was like, I couldn't say goodbye. And all these, I was just like, yo. And then she's explaining, like, a tough thing while they're showing monologues of Jean going through pregnancy, which is a tough thing. Going, you know, all these different people going through, like, different things.
Yeah, because, yeah, that's when they show Wolverine kind of on his own. One, because Jean just had a baby. Two is like, we just lost Storm. He's like going through it. They show that. And then you see, we talked about it, the Gambit Magneto thing. Gambit had that card in his eye, blow this bitch up, and he just dropped it. It's like, bro, sick. So he probably has to go throw up in the back. So it's like, just her voice behind all of that was just like emotional.
Bro, right, it really was.
Gambit, though.
Bro, sick. I mean, I made these damn beignets for nothing.
Yeah, I'm sure Gambit is like, didn't nobody want this old motherfucker here? And now he came in and immediately
snagged my studio girl.
Like, God. Yeah.
The boys in New Orleans got to be on my top. Like, they got to be on my head.
We riding on him.
Man came in. the Silver Fox came in and just started stealing ladies.
With his thigh-high armbands on, like, steal your girl.
Yeah, he got his, they got his NBA, shoulders out.
Yeah, NBA arm sleeves on.
Yeah. Because I definitely was like, did he just, like, come in here like Rick Fox and just steal?
Nah, for real, yeah, special star in Rick Fox. That's all he come in for, to tuck the girl.
Yep. Rick Fox is the old man just out here, yeah, stealing ladies.
Snagging them.
So, the ending, what did y'all think about that? Because I know what's going on with that whole situation, too. Are y'all familiar with what's going on?
Yeah. At least pretty familiar. Because whenever, and spoiler, maybe, I don't know. Whenever Gene said, I think we're going to name him Nathan, I was like, oh, so you're Madeline. All right. That's
there
fine.
There you go. There you go. Okay.
Wait, what?
Brandon, did you know that?
Okay, hold on. No? What?
Okay. Well, yeah, another spoiler alert for the future of the show. So this is actually Madeline Pryor. So this is an actual clone of Jean Grey sent by Mr. Sinister. They don't know this at the time. So, like, Scott thinks it's Jean. Like, that's who he thinks it is. And so when she's like, I think we're going to name the baby Nathan, you know who Nathan Summers is, Brandon?
Cable, obviously.
Yeah. Oh, hey, man. I make sure the crowd don't know. The crowd might not know.
Oh yeah, I'm a cable guy. I love cable.
Yeah. So this is Madeline Pryor. So when we see Gene come in at the end, that's the real Gene.
Yeah, and that's why, again, like, them, because I wasn't sure if that was gonna be Cable, but yeah, whenever she said, "I'm going to name him Nathan," I said, "Then where the fuck is Gene?"
I started catching on when she talked about having nightmares of the future. And then when she's like, yeah, this is Nathan, I was like, oh, yep. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Like,
okay,
that's what we're doing. Once she said Nathan, I was like, yeah, I know what this is.
And yeah, okay. And that's where the episode ends. So what do you guys give it so far? Let me pull up our ratings, because we have our ratings, so what we rate everything. Kind of a predictive, what do you think you'll end up with the season?
I would say so far, based on the two that we've seen, I give it a strong 9. Strong 9.
Yeah,
maybe even 9.
If it continues to cook like this, it is a 9, and I expect it to be a 9.
Yeah. Like, if it's the
same level.
If it stays like this, I could definitely see 9, 9.5 for sure. Like, it's maybe 10. Who knows? Who knows? But
who knows?
Definitely 9.5.
Okay, so Brandon, so you say the 9 or 9.5. Which one?
9. My bad.
All right, you say 9.
Again, so far, I'm impressed with the storytelling.
Yeah, like, writing.
If I wasn't locked in, I'm locked in.
Yeah.
So where do you think you'll end up?
I don't know how I don't see anybody watching this and being like, I'm good.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there's some shit in here. You're like, no, I need to know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 9.
So,
and
9.
I expect a 9. Yeah.
I mean, I know what I'm giving it, 10. So there was no question about it. After I watched episode 1, I was like, oh, this is a 10. Yeah, that was like 10. This is easily a 10 for me.
When does this come out? Like, when are the next episodes coming out? Is it Tuesdays?
I saw the 27th. So what day is the 27th on?
I feel like Wednesdays.
Yeah, Wednesdays. So we got a couple, 10 episodes, 8 more weeks. So we will definitely be revisiting.
Y'all are getting a review of
this. Yeah, let's say, because Tuesday is my Shogun day. I didn't want to have back-to-back. I wanted to have some time to digest them all. If I wanted to run it back, you know what I mean?
There's too many shows. So
yeah. It's like, yeah, dang.
There was too many shows, so you're just gonna have to make it work. We may be stepping into review season again.
Yeah, seems like it.
So,
because, yeah, it feels like everything comes out at once, and then we have to watch, you know, 80 shows at a time, and yeah, so it's fine. We'll get it done.
So, yeah, and I would say, I know people are definitely going to want to hear our thoughts on X-Men, so they'll just have to continue sticking around, and they will get more. Mm-hmm. So Let's transition this thing a little bit. We got some more stuff to talk
about. X-Men, Jordan?
I mean, we can go another 45 hours if we can. I mean, I can start saying how excited I am for all the X-Men merchandise. I just bought a hoodie from H&M that has X-Men 97 on there. And I will say I've been getting a lot of compliments, too, on that one. So, enough of that. Enough of that. Yeah, maybe we're getting more stuff. I want to mention that also this week we had a trailer for what is it called? 1943?
Yeah, Marvel 1943 Rise.
Yeah, Marvel 1943 Rise of Hydra.
Yeah.
And this was actually like announced, I think, a year ago, two years ago. I think a year ago.
Yeah.
But we just got a trailer for it, and it was a story trailer. So I mean, of course, they're gonna try to make it look pretty. And everything else. Hopefully this is a good one. I thought the trailer looked good. I mean, I know I'm gonna pick it up because I've been picking up all the Marvel games, but it's an interesting choice of time period that they chose. Like, we're playing with not T'Chaka, but we're playing with, I don't even know his name, but we're playing with the grandfather of the Black Panther.
Yeah.
That's an interesting choice.
It is an interesting choice.
I mean, as far as time period, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, there are a lot of people who, I imagine, like, again, I don't watch trailers, so I have no idea. But there are a lot of people who kind of transcend time that you get involved.
Yeah.
I'm like the Sorcerer Supreme of that time.
Right. Exactly. And that's what I think we'll get is like,
or like
other people will jump in a little bit.
You're like Thor without a beard.
Yeah, exactly. Like, obviously Cap being in it, that's the mainstay. I will say the trailer, amazing. Just the monologue. It was just the voice acting and the monologue. I really haven't seen anything else animation wise, the fights, none of that.
That's it. That's all we got.
Yeah, it was just Cap and that Black Panther. I knew his name. I just forgot it. And basically, it's Cap giving orders. Black Panther being like, I don't take orders from anyone. And then Black Panther basically being like, don't chastise me. Like, you wear that shield. That, like, you don't represent, you know, basically talking about, you know, his ancestors. And and Spencer, I think you would love this trailer, to be honest, because it doesn't give anything away. And honestly, that Black Panther, he's spitting.
I would. Like, there are a lot of trailers I'm sure that I would love.
And, yeah, you're probably not gonna play this game, so I don't think it's gonna ruin anything for you.
That's crazy. You don't watch video game trailers either?
Video game trailers I will sometimes watch because if I'm gonna spend $100 on a game, then
that's what I'm saying.
Well, you need to go watch this one then.
Yeah.
We'll
see what happens.
Yeah, and this one again, there's no giveaway of anything other than them just talking.
Yeah, and since it's a video game, like, it being spoiled isn't terrible.
Right.
Also, I want to mention that this is also going to be using the Unreal Engine 5. So if you're like, you know, Unreal Engine, like, those graphics are beautiful. So this is using the Engine 5. And I was like, just the story trailer is beautiful. I know the game is going to look gorgeous.
Yeah. And the voice acting is top tier. Forgot.
Oh, his name is Azuri. T'Challa's grandfather, Azuri, yeah.
The dude who's doing his voice, I know he's been on something else. I think I sent it to you guys in our chat, but that dude he killed it.
Yeah, and now hopefully it's not going to be a disappointment because I heard the DC, Gotham Knights. What was that newest DC game? Suicide Squad? One?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I heard that one was bad. Which is unfortunate because it looked like it was going to be fun.
Kyrie Payton? I don't know who that is.
He's Cyborg and Aqualad.
Oh, okay, yeah. He plays...
He's in essentially everything. But yeah, he's a lot of black superheroes, so...
Yeah. I will say this Cap looks a lot more like U.S. Agent, but just in the face. But obviously it's not based off of MCU.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what other heroes, because they could also bring in the original Human Torch too, like not Johnny Storm, but like the one that was around in this World War II era, like the android Human Torch.
Yeah, we could see the whole Fantastic Four. You know what I mean? We could see.
Yeah, I'm curious to see who they bring in and you know what appears there.
We could see a
name of Smyrna,
a teenage Magneto.
Yeah, facts.
Oh, Magneto. That would be cool. That would be cool.
Yeah, like if they have to save him from a camp, that'd be crazy.
Or yeah, they go over to Germany and like they see him, like yeah, a young version of him. Like, yeah,
yeah. You got to stop this young kid murdering people with.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. That's a good point. I didn't even think about that. That's a good one.
Yeah.
But yeah, it doesn't come out until 2025, so
and
we still got a little while to go.
There's a black officer, I guess, that's in it, and
yeah, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, I'm sure it's just a random character, but that'd be cool to see him in Missouri talking. He'd be like, "Man, what the hell's you? Why are you fighting for these people? You know what I mean? Yeah, for the oppressor."
I say it'll be the 40s, so
yeah.
Yeah, that. I don't know what's gonna happen there.
Missouri's gonna have a ton to work with there.
it's either gonna be historically inaccurate or offensive because it's historically accurate.
I think it's gonna be pretty accurate, to be honest.
Yeah,
I think the point is for it to so they can team together to stop 43. So yeah. Definitely, Hitler's still alive, so.
Yep.
Red Skull, so it'd be all that, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So.
But yeah. That wasn't the only trailer, though. We also had a trailer for Star Wars, The Acolyte. Brandon, you want to talk about that one?
Yeah. Acolyte, kind of New Republic days. Not necessarily the era I necessarily mess with, so this is before, you know, all of this stuff we know. This is before all the Skywalkers. This is all that stuff way before that. So, not necessarily a period I love, but the trailer did look good. A lot of hand-to-hand combat. It kind of mentioned there's someone out there assassinating Jedi. First scene was, you know, younglings in there talking to each other and like getting training from the Jedi. So, definitely, I think, you know, it's dangerous to compare anything to Andor, right? But I do think this show could be a little more for the casuals. You know, I always break it down. This is for the lightsaber people. This is for the people who want to see the glow sticks and see, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is what this is for. And so I'm definitely interested in what it will be.
As far as visually, are you thinking it'll be more like Ahsoka?
Yeah. Like, it'll be very, like, hand-to-hand combat heavy, a lot of action, a lot of Jedi, a lot of force wielding, a lot of, I saw like 9, you know, lightsabers just in that trailer alone. So it's just new characters that we don't really know. It's a New Republic, so there's no known characters. Maybe like a few people, maybe I doubt Yoda, because he can live so long. I doubt he shows up, but who knows?
Wait, Yoda would be around this time though. Ain't Yoda like, freaking 800?
Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's the only character I could see. It may be like family members of people who we know eventually come along.
Because I was wondering what time period it is. Like, is this like a young Dooku, or is it before that?
This is before. Like, this is New Republic, so this would be like,
I think it's 100 years before. 100.
Yeah, 100 years before all the Skywalker show, any of that stuff. This is kind of where they're starting to see some people break off. I think just starting to see people break off into Sith and darkness and take it, you know what I mean?
So this will be like the early Darths we haven't heard of.
Yeah, exactly. Like early.
I don't know when Darth Plagueis was.
Yeah, exactly. I know there's another dude. Yeah, I think that's the guy. Darth David can kind of, again, this is a time period I don't really mess with. Darth David, I feel like, from what I was talking to him, I remember he liked this period. So I'd be interested in what he thinks about this too.
If y'all want him, if you want it reviewed and if you want him on the episode, you can let us know that.
Absolutely.
Also, it has a Trinity in it. And I like her.
Okay.
Trinity from The Matrix. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The cast is pretty good, honestly.
I think it looks good too. I did see the trailer. Also, I noticed that they had a gold lightsaber in there. You don't know, we don't always talk about that one. The only other time I've seen a gold lightsaber was in Star Wars Visions. Unless that wasn't gold, it was more of a yellow. But yeah, that was definitely a bunch of also Daphne Keene is in it. I like her too. And she's obviously she's X-23 from Logan. If you watch the show, His Dark Materials, she's what's the girl's name? I literally read both books. I haven't read the third book yet. What's her name? I don't even remember what her name is, but yeah, she's also the main character in that show as well.
She was X-23 in Logan, so she like a child? Oh, she is she like 18 now?
Yeah,
She
no, she's grown
grown.
up. She's grown up now. Like I said, she's in another show
Yeah,
that I
because
watched.
it just feels like Logan wasn't that long ago, so she should like still be
No,
a
that was like a
child.
decade.
But yeah, I mean, time is broken and weird to me. So yeah, she probably good and grown, but
But yeah, Carrie Ann Moss is I think the main character, but I don't know for
Brandon, have
sure.
you seen Logan yet?
I have not, I'm sorry.
Bro, you
Why
was
not?
tripping. Oh
I
wait, so
know.
are you gonna watch it before Deadpool comes out?
Yeah, I probably will. Yeah.
You ain't
We'll
gonna do
see.
it. Yeah, you ain't gonna do it.
We'll see what
I
happens.
will. I do want to see it. I just honestly, I think the problem is, honestly, accessibility. Not saying you can't find a movie anywhere, but Logan isn't a movie that like as soon as it came out was on, boom, on the hottest. Like you
Bro, it
kind of had to go
was. What are
find
you
it
talking
though.
about? No, you didn't. What are you talking about?
That's because
Yeah,
Disney
you
Plus
did.
wasn't a thing yet.
I know, but what was it
Oh,
on?
well, yeah. Oh, you're talking about like streaming wise? Well,
Yeah,
yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
no.
No,
Yeah,
because
but
Disney
that was
Plus wasn't a thing
before
yet.
Disney Plus. That was before all the other streaming stuff.
Like,
This
I
is
know, that's my
2017.
thing. Netflix was it back then.
But it wasn't on Netflix. It wasn't on. It just got on. It's on Hulu, but it was never on Hulu before because I've looked
But
it up.
it was only it was either Netflix or you got cable or you bought the Blu-ray.
Hey,
That was
I
it.
didn't do that. That's my point. Like,
But there are a
movies
lot of
back
movies
then.
you did see. So
Yeah, bro, you're tripping by not
I'm
seeing
just
Logan.
saying, like, it wasn't for a movie as big as it was. Usually, those type of movies hit the biggest platform, streaming
Deadpool
platform.
wasn't on anything until
Right.
it, but you saw that one.
Right.
Deadpool was definitely, well, I saw that in
The
theaters,
devil
but
was on
Deadpool,
nothing. Deadpool was
what do
on
you mean?
nothing.
Deadpool only got to Disney Plus, or Deadpool was on Hulu once Disney Plus became a
It got
thing.
acquired. Yeah, it wasn't on anything else. You had cable, you saw it on cable,
Yeah, you
you
saw it
bought the
on.
Blu-ray,
Because
and that was
it was
it.
on
I would
what
see it
was
on
Fox's
HBO randomly. Fox didn't have theirs
Like nobody had a streaming service. It was
I know,
Netflix
but I feel like it
and
was
like
on
Amazon
something.
Prime.
I feel like it was on something because I remember seeing when it hit. But
No, yeah, you saw when it hit like 2, 3 years ago, but not in what, 2018? Like, no.
Brandon, these
Yeah.
excuses are just. I'm
Yeah,
just
this is
like, if
wild.
anybody out there who would be like, yeah, I saw Logan on streaming, I haven't met anybody, but I know people who
Yeah,
saw it in
because we
theaters.
saw it in theaters.
I know, but I'm
That's what
saying.
you were supposed to do.
I know, but
And
I'm
nobody's going to
saying.
say, oh, I saw Deadpool on streaming. Like, no, people went to the theaters to
Yeah.
see it.
Yeah, but I'm saying, again, I remember looking, because I remember y'all brought this up before. Every time someone mentions it, I'll be like, all right, I'm gonna look for it. And at the time, I looked for it, and it was not on a. It wasn't like, oh, it's on Netflix. All right, let me go check. It wasn't that
That's
easy.
because probably when you're looking for it was a weird transition between Disney acquiring
Yeah,
Fox.
it was when Disney didn't have rated R stuff on Disney Plus yet. And yeah,
Yeah.
like Fox stuff was hard to find because it was in the middle of the acquisition. It is absolutely on Disney Plus today
Now it
and
is, yes,
has
absolutely.
been
Disney Plus,
for a
Hulu.
while.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watch other
Very
movies,
easy to
dog.
find.
I have a long list, but I'll
Brandon,
add it to my list.
I'll
I'll
tell
say
you gotta watch it.
if you've rewatched anything, then you have the time.
Yeah. So watch the Boondocks first and then watch Logan. Or you can watch the Logan first and then the Boondocks
I
since it's
watched
a
Logan
movie.
first. Watch Logan first. Yeah, I watched
Yeah.
Logan.
So any other trailers? Or was that it?
I wouldn't know.
That was mainly it, man. Yeah, that's
So
mainly it.
Brandon, do you have expectations for Acolytes? Do you like what is your vision for it? What do you think is going to happen? Because with Star Wars, it's kind of up in the air. And I mean, I don't know very much, but I know that there are some people who are under the impression that it is not going to be good just because of the direction that everything seems to be going as far as inclusion.
Yeah, I definitely are
just under the impression that because of that, they're going to try to check boxes. And so it's just going to be checking boxes instead of telling a good story. And what are your thoughts just kind of in general? Because also the sequel movies, a lot of people don't like those. And Star Wars, I guess, as far as content they've been putting out, I feel like their shows have been pretty popular and pretty good, because with Mando, with Andor, with Ahsoka, with Obi-Wan, like it's been pretty successful as far as shows go. So I just did a bunch of talking. What do you think?
No, it's a good point. I don't have a ton of expectations just because this is a time period that I am not as familiar with. It is hard to be like, ooh, okay, where are the Jedi at this point? Where's Luke at this point? Like, you can't do that in this show. I kind of like a timeline where this one is kind of like, all right, this is kind of the beginning. This is the groundworks, you know what I mean? And so I don't have a ton of expectations. I will say, with there being a lot of lightsabers and stuff, I could see it being solid. I'm a little more Andor-ish. Like, I prefer something a little more like that. Like you said, there's a lot of hate for anything Star Wars, just because, like you said, if there's a woman that shows up on the screen, some of these Star Wars fans are like, oh God, you're pushing an agenda. It's like, okay, all right, bro, relax.
Yeah. So she walks on the screen, I'm like,
A woman can walk on the screen, they're like, oh, you're trying to sell me something. It's like, well, no. Like, it's just a woman on the screen. Relax. I do think the toxic side of the Star Wars fandom, as we've talked about plenty of times, is one of the most toxic out there. And so, they definitely hate the directions going in. The sequel movies, they weren't great, but they weren't awful either. It's just, obviously, the lead character was a woman. So that taints some things for some people.
Yeah, that already, that alone.
Yeah, that, again, people are hating on Acolyte. It has not seen a bit of it just because the lead is a woman. And they think it's going to be different. And the main villain looks to be a woman. And you know what I mean? So I don't have a ton of expectations. This one I'm kind of free of. I don't know it a lot. So I'm kind of going as a novice on this one. I'm going to rely on Darth David if he gives us any info and keep it pushing.
I didn't realize one of the guys in the trailer too is the main guy from Squid Games too. I was just looking at the cast. It's a dude from Squid Games.
Oh, yeah. Like yeah.
The main dude. I don't remember what his name was in that, but yeah. So. Okay. All right. Well,
so when does Acolyte come out?
Ooh, Acolyte.
Do we know when it's supposed to come out?
Fourth, fifth? I think fourth.
Yeah, I think this summer. I think you're right. It's for sure this summer.
Okay. Okay. If the people want us to talk about it, they'll let us know.
Yes, sir.
With that being said, never duplicate it.
Always appreciate it.
And forever melanated.